Oh God, take our lips and speak through them, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire for you. Through Jesus our Lord we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated.
$607,000
for just about the same compensation. So that's something. It continues on to the next page with Nursic Aids, well, number 68. All large numbers of people in those professions, but except for the ones in the top 10, they don't pay terribly well. But just try to find a good home health care aid. Just try to find one, a good, the emphasis on good, and you're going to be hard pressed unless you can pay out of pocket. So there you have the rest of them, and it's kind of interesting. Some occupations pay relatively well. Let's see, an IT manager, for example, line 20, does pretty well, 118,000 a year, but there's only 56,000 of them in the United States. I like to look into diagnostic sonographer. It sounds like it's a combination between undersea exploration and a fire alarm system, but I'm sure it has to do with medical care, obviously. Diagnostic sonographer, not bad, 65,000, but only 23,000 in the United States. If you have been driving around, especially during the week, you often get stuck behind landscapers with their trucks, obviously, because there's 241,000 of them in the United States, most of them in Gross Point. Line 29, but they only make on average $23,000 a year. So, interesting stuff. Anybody else? I mean, I just am kind of poking and pulling some things out of this, but anybody else notice something that has struck them interesting or they'd like to bring up? Barbara, yes?
Well, you mentioned that half of those first 10 are medical, the other half are technology.
Very good point. Yes, that's a very good point. Spoken like a true teacher. And then technology comes up as we go down. Elementary school teacher is line 45, by the way, Barbara. Yeah.
I think that numbers are decreasing. The number of jobs might be decreasing, but
yeah.
Number of teachers might be decreasing.
Yes, I think these are stats probably from a year ago. I think you've read them more recently, right? But 248,000 elementary school teachers. Lawyer? Yes. Lawyer is number 35 on the second page. Anything else jump out as you look over this? Anything else about kind of either like compensation and number of people who are in that field? I hear talking, so this is good. What do you see? Any other interesting things? I was surprised to notice there are almost 250,000 receptionists. I thought that was not something we had as many of, but maybe we do if that's healthcare related. Now, start. About line 79-80, and just above is plumber. 73 is plumber. If you start there and go down, auto mechanic, bus driver, painter, mason, you're getting into what we might traditionally call the blue-collar jobs, although I hate to use those labels, but what we might call blue-collar. And what do you notice about the numbers of those people employed? Electrician, for example, 134,000. It's pretty healthy. I mean, remember the first reading, which Fran did so beautifully? No city can be built without the hands of people who work. But look at the compensations. A maid, for example, about $20,000. Why do you suppose that is? What's changed in the United States in the last 40 years in terms of jobs and who represents them? Unions have declined. Yeah, that only 8% of the American labor force is covered by a union now. So, I mean, you can say unions are good or bad, but one thing they did do was to So some of our most necessary jobs are not paying that well. There are many of them, and there's shortages. Just, again, try to get an electrician or a plumber or a carpenter. But on the other hand, they're not paying as well as they used to, if you were to do the dollar analysis. Other observations on this Labor Day, or soon to be Labor Day. How many people, well, this is a good question, how many people either did you work in a job on this list, or are you working in a job on this list? Show of hands. Let's see. Well, we've left a few out then, haven't we? Who isn't here? What kind of job have you held that isn't listed? What kind of work have you done or are doing that isn't listed? Folks that didn't raise their hands.
Chemist.
Ah, interesting.
Engineers.
What's this? Engineers? Electrical engineers? Yeah, the subspecialties? What kind of chemistry did you do?
I work at a pharmaceutical company, so it's quality control, and currently I do calibration and instrument upkeep.
One list I saw had quality control as being this one. Interesting. So chemistry related fields. But you're not pouring test tubes back and forth and
that used to be part of my job was doing the
very interesting. Very good to know. What other jobs are not here that people have? Yes, Jim.
Laborers, like people picking fruit and
farm labor.
Yeah.
Good point. There's a lot of that. Good point. Chuck.
Helping your engineer. That their program would not engineer.
Yes, good point. Yep. Good point. Other kinds of jobs that you don't see here. Kathy?
Social worker.
Social worker, yeah, I knew that was missing. Yeah. Yeah.
Politician?
I think that was on page 25. Politician. Politician. It would be the politician, Republican, politician, Democrat, politician, other.
And if listed, it would be a public servant.
Yeah, public
servant.
Photojournalist, thanks, Ed. That isn't there. Yeah.
Or any kind of journalist.
Or any kind of journalist. Well, and you know, journalism, if it's the written word, printed word, yep, it's changed. So now you've got those are other categories. Media specialists or communications.
Banking industry?
Excuse me?
Banking?
65 is loan officer. Well, that's kind of close. Financial analyst is 61.
There's a whole category called skimming that's not listed. This is something my children have taught me. Skimmers are people who make money without seeming to produce a thing. They just skim.
That's where the problem is. Skimmer.
I sense the pitchforks reaching out.
Torches are next.
I thought you said scammers for a long time. I'm glad you said skimmers.
They're cousins.
Skimmers. Interesting. I haven't heard that. Telemarketing, I think, was...
No, that's
okay. They were number 100, that year. But the 31%... Other thoughts before we... Yes, Don?
Military
is not here. That's a good point. And I didn't see police either. I don't think that's
the patrol officer.
Where is that?
I don't know.
And you, patrol officer. Don, you are there. Patrol officer, sorry. Yeah.
Pilots.
Excuse me?
Pilots,
yes.
What's your
yeah. That's left out, yes.
Professional athletes.
Oh. Entertainers.
There aren't enough spaces in there for the salaries.
Yeah.
including professional athletes, make more money than anyone. And I don't see entertainers here.
There may be categories like entertainers, athletes, politicians, where it's hard to quantify that data. So they're, are they employed? Are they not? Are they whatever? So I think maybe that's why they don't show up here. Plus, it would skew the numbers.
Let's not forget the social media influencers.
I think they're the skimmers. Oh, we're not offending anyone that makes their living.
Skipping.
Any other thoughts before we wrap up? Well, take this with you. This is interesting reading. I'm a figures guy. Every once in a while, I like to see figures. And it's really fascinating when you see some of these stats. You might also notice the unemployment rate versus the salary versus the jobs. That's another interesting part of this. Some jobs look like they change a lot, like telemarketers, but other jobs maybe don't. So let us pray as we think about everyone who does so much in our lives and for us and through our hands and contribute to our country. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ in his earthly life shared our toil and hallowed our labor, be present with all your people wherever they work. Give us all pride in what we do, a just return for our labor, and joy in serving you through serving others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.